Good morning, I'm VG247 editor Patrick Garrett, and you're listening to the VG247 Morning News Bulletin. This is being recorded on the morning of January the 13th, 2011. Your headlines this morning are: following sources yesterday telling VG247 that Sony is to announce PSP2 in Tokyo on January the 27th, MCV's reiterated a rumoured Q4 2011 release date for the console, and claim that Sony has been telling licensees that the machine is as powerful as PlayStation 3. The Q4 release date was outed by a VG247 source in October 2010, but MCV has added that the machine could release as early as October 2011. MCV has also claimed this morning that PSP2 will use some kind of retail-friendly media format, which is in contrast to previous reports that the machine would be DLC only. Indie developer Jonathan Blow has told VG247 that he believes a future in which general computers are closed systems may be worse than one that allows open piracy. Speaking to us in relation to the recent failing of PS3's security systems, Blow said, "I don't like software piracy, and I do wish many fewer people would pirate games, and I would certainly like to sell more copies of my games if possible. But if we start talking about a future in which all common computing devices are locked down, which is what we seem to be looking at as the market shifts away from PCs towards tablets and so on, then that is a worrisome future that may well be worse than rampant piracy." Sony yesterday sued hacker Jihot and hack team FailOverflow for apparently irreversibly hacking PS3 security systems. Blow's comments came as part of a comprehensive feature on the cracking of PS3, which is now live on VG247.com. Atari-owned Cryptic Studios has confirmed in a website redesign that it's working on a secret online game. The developer is already working on the yet-to-be-released Neverwinter and the already-released Champions Online and Star Trek Online. Said the company, "Cryptic Studios is working on at least one top-secret project for Atari. Like Neverwinter, our top-secret work represents our continued commitment to diversify and reach beyond the boundaries of traditional MMORPG gaming. Whatever it is requires new stuff. There's a handful of new openings turning up on the developer's careers page, and you can get the link to that on VG247.com. Square Enix has registered the domain name FinalFantasy13-2Game.com. The news has caused much facepalming among the FF faithful. Another bit of super sleuthing from Superannuation turned up the domain name registration, which was made on January the 11th. Superannuation noted that the registering body, Corporation Service Company, was also behind Square Enix's MindJack.com domain. An unofficial Final Fantasy site did a bit of snooping of its own to turn up three more Square Enix registrations from the same firm: Veneer, Front Mission Evolved, and Gun Loco. And finally, THQ has announced its new corporate logo at a New York event, which it said reflects the company's commitment to a new strategic and creative vision with an enhanced visual identity. Company President and CEO Brian Farrell said, "Our new logo epitomizes the change, innovation, and creative growth that are the cornerstones of the new THQ. By developing AAA, innovative, original intellectual properties, attracting the top talent in the industry, and placing that talent first, THQ continues to redefine itself. This new logo seeks to capture that change and make it tangible." And that's it for today. We'll be back again tomorrow, so thanks for listening.